There are over 125 chambers in the state of Colorado, and 70 are part of this organization. But all of the leaders, if you will, of the chambers throughout the state convene, and just it's a great opportunity to further your knowledge and education about chamber. A nice opportunity to bounce ideas, whether it's talking about pros and cons of the community, or, you know, they do a lot of board orientation and direction and leadership training. And so it's just nice to have be in a room for a couple of days with your peers to really, you know, gain new ideas, share ideas, and also have some takeaways to bring back and implement in your community.
Did you expect to receive that award while you were there?
I did not expect to win. I did know that I was nominated, but it was pretty fun. They were reading off all of the accolades, and I thought, oh, we did that. We did that. Oh man, I think they're talking about me. Oh my goodness, I have to say a speech afterwards. You know, it was just really exciting and just truly honored to have been named the Chief Executive of the Year for the Colorado Chamber of Commerce Executives.
What sort of things should we be looking forward to for this summer, the upcoming year with the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce?
Sure. So we actually just launched. We're so proud. It was 4 years in the making, but we just implemented a tiered membership structure rather than based on employees. And so the tiered membership structure really allows members to be more engaged and really get out of it what they're able to. And so there's different tiers. So that's one thing that we just implemented in January. And so our members that are renewing this year and also new members will see that implementation as they go to renew. And, you know, we also are home to First Fridays Carbondale. So we're excited to have the First Friday evening market for June, July, and August. So that'll be back. We started that last year, and we're really expanding that this year, not only to have the farmers, but we're also bringing in artisans and really promoting Carbondale Chamber members and also the Carbondale Creative District. And just last week, I actually attended the Colorado Creative Industries Conference in Greeley. And there were also some entities from Carbondale Arts that were in attendance. So it was really fun to hang out with that crew. And also we've partnered with them to create the Colorado Creative Corridor. And that is 5 creative districts in Western Colorado that have partnered to create these day trips, and Carbondale being one of those. So again, you'll see lots of stuff coming out this summer for that.
Speaking of First Fridays, last time you were in here, we were talking about some changes that you proposed before the Carbondale trustees about open container and the summer months when the whole blocks are blocked off to traffic.
Sure.
Could you give an update?
We learned a lot, and this was something that we started almost a year ago in conversation with the town of Carbondale and the business community, as well as the First Friday committee. The ordinance has passed through the town to allow the opportunity. And then what happens next is then you would actually go before the town with an application. We are putting a pause on it from our aspect for this year in hopes to continue to look at that for the future. But we just really wanted to put our best foot forward and felt that we needed a little bit more time. Nothing has changed in regards to the community and First Friday with open containers. So please do not bring your open containers. There's a lot of aspects, especially from the state ordinance, that we're just ensuring that we have all of our bases covered.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course. I appreciate your time.